Day 26, March 30th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 84 and was written by the Reverend Sarah Lawson, class of 2018. Several months back, I started praying for a house. I wanted a place where people would gather and I could offer them hospitality. It would have a front house that a family I know could rent, and a little cottage in the back for me. In the spacious backyard between the two houses, we could plant a church. Weather is nice in Southern California, so meeting outside would typically be a pleasant experience, but we could move inside if it rained or on scorching hot days. Maybe we could even plant a garden to give back to the community and steward the resources God gave us. While that house hasn't materialized, Psalm 84 reminds us of a different house, one in which we are not the hosts, but the guests. The psalmist longed for such a house, longed to dwell in God's house. Similar to my dream, it's a house of hospitality and blessing. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, Psalm 84, 4. But the psalm also reminds us that we are on a pilgrimage. We're caught in the tension between what we hope for and where we find ourselves. A longing for something better, something more, something dreamed of, and something that is still not yet. The journey is often challenging, treacherous even. And as much as we long to be at the destination, or even a rest stop, we must continue on, relying on God alone to sustain us. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Psalm 84, 5. I don't know what the future holds, if God will give me the house of my dreams or if he will reveal other, better dreams. But I pray that my deepest desire will not be for the house, even the house of God, but for God himself. Today's prayer. Lord God, in you I place my hope and all my trust. I surrender the dreams that are too small to be worthy of you. Help me to be faithful on this journey and to place my trust in you, that I may one day dwell in your house and gaze upon your face.